Happy Father's Day. So this is something that Tina has written. She's written the word that she got from the Father, and then she's written a prayer to go after it. If you would like a copy, she's printed out some for anyone who wants to take them and to remember. Because we know the prophetic is fostered, is stewarded when we go over our words and we pray into our words and we continue to ask God what's our part in those words. So if you want a part of it today, I encourage you to come and get a copy. Generations of fathers. I believe the Lord said to me, Tina, I am raising up a new breed of fathers in this house. Fathers that will love, protect, encourage, and build up sons, that will in turn raise up fathers that will love, protect, encourage, and build up more sons. The cycle will continue, and this house will, from here on, never be without spiritual fathers. These spiritual fathers will be strong in the Lord, and their obedience to me will be set as the standard in this house. I love that concept. What would it be like if obedience was the standard? So I just invite you to pray with me if you agree with the word. Papa, we thank you for all that you are doing in the men of this church. We thank you for their uniqueness and individual callings and purposes you've placed on their lives. We come into agreement with your word for our men, that the spiritual sons and fathers in this house will be reshaped into a new breed of fathers that will have an ongoing legacy of raising new fathers. We thank you that this is a promise of what you are doing in this house and in our men. We declare that your words will not return to you without having done what you've said. We declare our men are a new breed of fathers in the kingdom of God. We declare that this cycle of raising sons into this new breed of fathers will never end. We declare our men to be protectors, encouragers, and builders of sons who operate only out of unconditional love for God and fathers. We ask that you will show us individually as men and the women who support them how we can partner with you in this word. We thank you that you are the perfect Father, and that you, that in you, we are all first sons of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
So today we've been recognising and honouring fathers, and I don't know about you, but I was a little bit undone before. But I just also want to acknowledge that not everyone's experience of their earthly father has been a positive one. For some of us, we've had absent fathers. For others, we've had abusive fathers in one way or another. And so I just want to invite you just to close your eyes, and we're just going to pray into that space. So, Father God, we just recognise today that there's those of us amongst us who haven't had a positive experience of their earthly father. And we just ask that you would step into those broken places, and that you would bring about healing in those broken, sad memories, and even possibly places that are still really raw right now. We thank you that through the love of our Heavenly Father, that there is no failings of Him. And so we just ask today that you would help us to be able to focus our eyes not on those failings of our earthly Father, but to focus our attention to our Heavenly Father today. Amen. So you've all noticed so far that the seating for church today is somewhat different. And today we called it the Father's Table because today there is a seat for you at the Father's Table. Everybody is welcome at the Father's Table. And if you look through the Bible, we see that God has a way of showing up at a table. In the Old Testament, you have the Passover meal. And in the New Testament, you'll find the disciples, and they're crowded around Jesus over meals. A meal is familiar territory to Jesus. He's famous for feeding crowds of, you know, just a small, meager 5,000 people. Laura said we had plenty of food out there. I'm sure Jesus can do even better. He's notorious for eating with tax collectors and sinners. And his hospitality and his desire to sit with people and eat with people is not just to eat in the physical sense, but he's there sitting at the table to nourish them in a spiritual sense. Here's just a few examples. In Luke 10, we read that Jesus was welcomed into the home of Mary and Martha for a meal and to stay over. In Luke 11, we see Jesus was sitting at the table with Pharisees. In Luke 14, we see that Jesus was at a meal where he said that welcoming the broken results in a blessing. In Luke 19, Jesus initiated hospitality by coming to Zacchaeus' house. And in Luke 22, Jesus gathered his nearest and dearest people around a table for the Last Supper. And he says, "You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." How profound is that? He goes from eating at someone else's table and the conversation goes to, "You will eat at my table." Profound when you think about it. And that's not all. We see Jesus at the well with the woman. We see him doing miracles when they run out of wine in the wedding. What does he do? No problem. He's going to bring some vats of water. What happens to the water? It turns into wine. There's heaps and heaps of things in the Bible that we read that are food focused. Feasts, bread of life, living water. You can go on and on. But Jesus knew that that simple act of eating a meal actually created a perfect space for emotional, for relational, and for spiritual transformations. For Jesus, being at a table was a primary place for him to do his ministry. Who knows? Maybe he was actually a foodie. So many times Jesus showed his love of his Father through sitting around a table. And I want to suggest today that the same applies to us here and now, today. God wants to feed you both physically and spiritually. Jesus has invited each of us to be part of his Father's table. He wants us to come to him and to enjoy a seat at his table. It's a seat that we don't earn. Why don't we earn a seat at the Father's table? Because he's already paid for it. He paid for it on a cross over there. That was the payment for our seat. The table is open to everyone, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you've done. God invites us to come to him. People who were the outcasts of society, like Matthew, the tax collector, the woman at the well, they were invited to be with Jesus despite their failings or their status. It's the same with us today. No one can say, "I don't deserve it," because God's made a way through Jesus on the cross. Despite whether we're rich or poor, young or old, we all get a seat at the table. No one's turned away. There's also a connection about intimacy that can be found when a family sits around a table. I don't know what your dining room table looks like at your house. Currently at the moment, mine is covered with my daughter's study notes, which I've conveniently pushed down to one end when we had some visitors over for tea last night. But normally when my daughter's home, it's a place where we can sit and we can chat about the day. I don't know if any other mums and dads sit around the table with their kids and talk about the day. Often we go, "What's one good thing about today? What's one not so good thing about today?" We share our struggles and our victories around the table. And God wants to do the same thing. God is really interested in us connecting with him. just want to ask you dads out there, is God the unseen member of your family table? Our Father God also understands that there's times when we come to the table when we're broken. Let's face it, life is full of stresses, difficult times. Just like the disciples, we stumble and we fall. But he's there to pick us up and help us start all over again. When our tears are streaming because we feel broken on the inside, Jesus is there at the table to give us comfort and to give us hope. Even when we feel like we're surrounded by enemies, God has actually got it. I love that in Psalm 23 verse 5, it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." I just wonder, can we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on God, in the presence of our enemies? When stuff goes wrong in our world, where's our focus? Can we keep our eyes on the presence of Jesus amongst our insecurities, amongst our failings, amongst our addictions, amongst our confusion, and in the presence of disappointment? There's an invitation today to sit down in the middle of all of those kind of enemies that we face in our world and to be seated at that table and invite God into that space, to sit there with you at that table, to take those hurts, those disappointments, those addictions, those failings, whatever it might be that is your enemy at the moment, to come and sit at the table and invite Jesus to be there with you. He's there at that table and he wants to feed you, not just physically, but spiritually. He wants to heal you emotionally, relationally. He wants to come and feast with you at that table. So today, as we sit at physical tables, what does he want to give you today? Maybe there's an invitation to actually invite him to your table. Maybe you're surrounded by enemies today, enemies of your mind, physical enemies. Maybe there's an invitation to come to the table and for your focus to be on God rather than those other things. Maybe there's an invitation for healing. Maybe there's an invitation to connect with your Father God and spend time with him. Maybe it's an invitation to receive healing from past hurts from your biological father. Maybe for the dads, it's an invitation to seek wisdom on how to relate to your children. Maybe it's an invitation for you to seek God's grace for your relationship with your earthly father. And for some of us, we may not have even known who our dad was. Perhaps the invitation is to meet your heavenly father for the very first time. So I just want to invite you just to close your eyes. And if you're able, just invite your Father God to be sitting at your table. Just tell your Father God what you need him to be for you today. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you need comfort. Maybe you need peace. Maybe you need a relationship with him. Father God, we just thank you that you are at our tables and you are standing there with your arms wide open, just so, so willing to come and to meet with us, to talk with us, to commune with us, to connect with us. And so today, Father God, we ask you to come and meet with us once again. Reveal your love as our Heavenly Father, our Papa God. Will you show us your love afresh today?